Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, and thank you for joining us today. Dr. Rima Lebo and Major General Elbert Stubblebine are over in Europe at the Codex Alimentarius International Private Consortium, setting world law through the already operating World Government, World Trade Organization, IMF, World Bank, UN, NATO. They'll be popping in about 30 minutes to give us a report from the Codex Alimentarius meeting. Then we're scheduled in about an hour and a half to have Congressman Ron Paul on with us on this July 3rd, 2008 edition. And then, yes, he is scheduled for more than an hour with us. Haven't had him on in a few years. It should be interesting, to say the least. He is such a global icon that he cannot be ignored, and we're bringing him on the air for you. And he's now running for Parliament in England, in the seat where one of the chief Tories quit a few weeks ago because saying that the government was setting up a police state and martial law in England. And so David Icke is running for his place in the British Parliament. I thought we'd have David Icke on for you, and he is scheduled to be joining us from his hotel room. He is on the road, so that is coming up in 2 hours from now. We will be talking to David Icke on a host of interesting issues. Today is the day. Truth Rising will be coming out tonight. Now, I know technically I said July 4th, and that is in 12 hours on the East Coast, 13 hours Central, 14 hours Mountain, 15 hours Pacific. But it will be coming out sometime this evening. We'll surprise everybody. You'll see it go live. It could go live as early as 4 or 5 o'clock Central today. And that way, with the CDN systems we have, the content distribution network systems, the servers, we can gauge it and make sure there's no overloading. Then the majority of folks, of course, will hit it tonight at midnight and then throughout the next few days. And we'll have people writing that and sitting on top of servers. It downloads super quick. I mean, we had thousands of people hit Endgame the minute it was put up on the web, and the servers didn't even hiccup. And that was when we had one CDN 8 months ago. Now we've got two big ones. You can download it in super high quality, download it in Flash, super high quality. We're going to have it in DivX for you to burn right to disk. It's just amazing activist tool that PrisonPlanet.tv is. And yes, the seed funding by you being members of PrisonPlanet.tv and getting my weekly TV reports, my in-studio interviews, special sneak peeks, behind-the-scenes footage, the live fourth hour every day, usually we do 2-3 hours a day, in-studio guests, all of it with PrisonPlanet.tv. So if you don't have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, I suggest you go over right now. It's $5.95 a month. You can do it month to month. Or if you get a year membership, you get 3 months free and save, what is it, $18, roughly. It's like $17.85. I guess you want to get technical. So go on over and get your PrisonPlanet.tv membership now and prepare for the info war. The 4th of July... Back in 1776, the British had just blasted people who wouldn't turn their firearms in. And so they met together and said, "We declare independence against tyranny as free human beings." So I suggest you do shoot some fireworks off and eat some barbecue. But also, how about you burn copies of Truth Rising as a true revolutionary on what the day is meant for? Huge news. Stay with us.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
If you say no to a breathalyzer, you might just get stuck with a needle instead. Hello again, I'm Robert Hadlock.
Good evening, I'm Michelle Vias. Chief Art Acevedo is hoping to start a program this year with a federal grant. It would train his DWI officers to take you to jail and get a search warrant for your blood. It's our top story tonight. KXAN's Matt Fleener is live along I-35 tonight with more on the chief's proposal. Matt?
Well, Michelle, say you're pulled over on the side of the highway. A cop pulls you out of your car. You can refuse a breathalyzer test all you want. The cop right now can take you to jail to get a search warrant for your blood. But what may change in the future is that officer himself doing the blood test.
Your phone has been updated.
Say you've had too much to drink, or maybe not even a drop. If an officer thinks you've had one too many, Police Chief Art Acevedo says they should have the ability to draw your blood.
My intent is in the future to make it where there's no such thing as a refusal. You can refuse all you want, but we are going to aggressively seek search warrants.
The search warrant would give an officer the right to stick a needle in your arm to get a blood alcohol level, replacing the job of a jail nurse.
It's about saving money for the taxpayer. If I have an officer that's involved in a case, they're already going to be going to court. Come to find out, the defense attorneys around here are telling people don't give a test.
Folks that exercise their right shouldn't be afraid that by doing so, that Bubba police officer may stick them in the arm.
One defense attorney says police officers shouldn't play nurse as well.
The officer's going to have liability if they don't do it right. The city's going to have liability if they don't do it right. In today's times of hepatitis and AIDS and everything else, police officers don't want to be out sticking needles in people.
If I could snap my fingers tomorrow and say, hey, give me 4 to 5 nurses on my staff, I'd be more than happy to, but the problem is that it's not going to work.
Instead, Acevedo said he's got a whole fleet of workers ready to train?
Probably as many as I can get the federal government to train for me.
Now, a couple of notes here. The Austin Police Association president learned about this proposal today from us. He said he did not want to comment until he talks more to Chief Art Acevedo. And the chief said he would also not ask for taxpayer money specifically from Austin, but instead rely on a federal grant. We're live along I-35 tonight. Matt Fleener, KXAN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Number one, they imply in that little newscast that it's free money from the feds. No, they take a dollar of your tax money on average and send about 33 cents back with federal control. But the idiot public has been taught, while drinking their fluoride water and taking their mercury injections, that it is good for them. And that federal money is free and comes down from heaven. Also, in Illinois and Indiana and other states and some areas of Texas and Arizona, they take your blood without a warrant. Now, the warrants, and we've had the head of the Texas Bar Association and others on just a few weeks ago, these aren't even real warrants. These are just blank warrants, kind of like the FISA court stuff. They've even gotten rid of that now, just know nothing, not even a rubber stamp. And the cops, this is all about threats. This is about getting them in the position for forced inoculations, setting that precedent. You will hear soon, well, they've been taking blood for years. I mean, why not give you a shot? It's about getting into your space. It's about setting those precedents. I have a video clip. We'll play the audio later if we have a chance. It's up on prisonplanet.com. It's also up on wearechange.org. I saw it there is where I saw it. And it's a cops in Tennessee, and they pull this guy over randomly, and they say they smell marijuana, and they sure enough find a little bag of marijuana in the car that George Washington smoked. You know, gotta get him. And it's a clean-cut guy, and he's saying, yes, sir, he's not doing anything wrong. And they say, I think you got marijuana in your mouth. And the guy didn't have any in his mouth, and he goes, I'm going to choke you. And the guy's like laughing. He's going, what are you talking about? I don't have anything in my mouth. He goes, for your safety, I'm going to do this. And they choke him, and he passes out and falls in the hood, and they keep choking. And now the judge dismissed the case, and the cop's going to get fired. But the cop's saying, this is part of vascular restraint. Make sure you don't hurt yourself. And just the guy's a complete nutcase. But this is what they do when they break your arm for protesting. They say it's pain compliance, pressure compliance. Torture's been institutionalized. Choking's been institutionalized. They train you to jump on the vertebra, jump on the head, break the neck. Happens every few days. And it's just, oh, well, he died. You know, his neck was broken, or he was able to get blood to his brain. We were choking him, but that's not what killed him. And the tasers didn't kill him either. But you hear that clip. The illegal aliens in Austin, Texas, and everywhere else in this country, and I've talked to police, it's been on the news, they're told, let illegal aliens go, they're drunk, don't pull them over, don't take them to jail for no insurance, don't take them to jail for no ID. It has nothing to do with keeping you safe and stopping drinking. They're building more bars, they're building, where I live, liquor stores the size of Super Walmarts. They've got one in Kyle, south of Austin. The size of a Super Walmart. It is the size of an aircraft carrier. And they've got satellite ones that are the size of regular grocery stores. I mean, big ones. Big, big, with bloodshot eye, white bunnies is the symbol for one of them. It's called Specs. And, you know, the cops are constantly driving drunk, smashing and everybody. That's been in the news. Off-duty cops do not go to jail for drinking and driving. It's called professional courtesy. You got to ride at a million people in California who have special government plates, and they're allowed to drunk drive, run tolls. It's same thing in China. In China, a bunch of cities got partially burned in the last couple of weeks, towns, police stations, government buildings, because it's gotten so corrupt. The police are just raping women, beating people up. They work for local mobsters who rule. The local cops just take your property now, just take your house. No judge, no jury. And the people are fighting them and beating them with sticks and stones in China. I mean, China is just in revolt in the spirit of 1776. Just absolutely beautiful as they fight back against. See, that's called tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, I ought to go over that story. There's so many here in my stack. But they aren't real warrants. It's not enough. You know, in the past, they would threaten you and take you in and have a nurse take your blood. That's not enough. Now they're just going to do it with a fake warrant. Now, in other states, in some cities in Texas, they don't even have the fake warrant. They just say, we're doing it. Now, it wasn't enough that a bunch of states, including Texas, passed laws that if you refuse the breathalyzer and exercise your Fourth and Fifth Amendment, then you instantly lose your driver's license. But see, that's being defeated in court cases, so now they come in with a new criminal operation. Now, instead of police going out and if you see a drunk swerving around, taking them to jail, it's, oh, no, we better, you know, again, they're training you how to be slaves in the name of stopping drunk driving. When prescription drugs kill about five times a year what drunk driving does. But, of course, our whole way of life is ending. We're going into a total police state and bankrupting the Treasury in the name of fighting imaginary Al-Qaeda groups. You have a better chance of being struck by lightning twice in 1 year than being killed by a terrorist. But it doesn't matter. They're now all over the news, white Al-Qaeda, blonde-haired, everyone's Al-Qaeda, don't trust anyone, we got to have checkpoints on the streets, and it's being believed. While Republican memos say they want to stage terror attacks, and doesn't matter, the Democrats are about to come in with a reign of terror. All right, let me go over the news for you. We told you this would happen. All-time oil. Oil hits new record above $145 a barrel. Oil soars to $146 amid concerns over hefty drop in U.S. stockpiles, Iran conflict. Total bull. AP will never tell you why. Bloomberg, the Financial Times of London, they all say, OPEC says, there's no, everybody knows, it is dollar devaluation, but you cannot tell the cattle that because they might actually put political pressure on the Congress, the private Federal Reserve, and the executive branch in both parties who are together on this, devaluing the currency. The end of prosperity for decades, bare minimum, viciously assaulting all of us. Our public is so dumbed down, they may not even know the dollar's been devalued when it is less than the peso. It is nearing parity with the peso. But again, you've already seen massive inflation internally. That's nothing compared to what it is externally. The dollar is toilet paper, approaching toilet paper in many areas of the world. But you're not going to find out until it's too late. Early in the session, prices lifted to new highs by concerns over a larger-than-expected drop in U.S. oil stockpiles. You know, the threat of violent conflict with Iran and comments by Saudi Arabian oil ministers suggesting his country would not boost production. Meanwhile, a group asked for divine intervention to ease oil prices, CNS News, Cybercast News Service, as the price of oil continues to rise, some are turning to God and prayer for an answer to those financial troubles. Well, God helps those that helps themselves. See, you have a criminal government that's destroying your currency. They debased it. They bought real assets offshore. Now they're leaving you holding the bag, but you'll never do that. You'll just pray. And then, of course, support the war. And rub your hand. You fools thought you were going to get, I remember all the neocons 5 years ago, oh, we're going to get lower oil prices. You know, a lot of them say on talk radio, yeah, it's about oil, so what? We need it. Thank you. Like the elite want to give you something, like you're part of the elite, you thumb-sucking fake conservatives, which you are, little chicken-neck cowards that act like you're Americans. You revel in ignorance and weakness and stupidity. You think you're part of the establishment, you buffoon. The globalists hate you more than they hate the Iraqis they're exterminating right now. They hate this country. They're bringing it down every way they can. And you don't even know who the real enemy is. But you're going to find out, you scumbags. The enemy is evil and I hate them, but I respect them. They know who they are. They know what they're doing. But you who think you're part of the system. The Pray at the Pump movement, founded by Rocky Twyman, I want to get this guy on, has been holding prayer vigils at gas stations across the country on Monday. Twyman decided to take his movement from Exxon Shell stations straight to the steps of the Embassy of Saudi Arabia in Washington. That isn't where it's happening. you little turd. Excuse me. Saudi Arabia isn't the one doing it. It's your precious George Bush.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of my...
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
I shouldn't be so mean to these well-meaning fools. I'm just tired of seeing them raped by the establishment, led over cliffs, always being deceived, always stumbling in the wrong direction. All the globalists just laugh every time. Pray at the pump movement. Our people are really suffering through this crisis. They're going to suffer a lot more, Mr. Twyman, as the dollar implodes. Twyman told Cybercast News, we need the Saudis to release at least 1.2 million barrels of oil per day for about the next 6 months until we can get everything settled in America. If they can't do that for us, then this will help us get through the crisis. No, it won't. If they release that much oil, you might see oil prices just stay at $4.20 per gallon on average at the pump. Some places are paying $5.50 for 87 octane. You understand, it is not scarcity. Maybe 15% of the 100% increase we've seen the last year, 100% before that. The vast majority is dollar devaluation. And we're in a race to try to explain this to the people. Very simple, but we've never experienced a currency destruction, implosion, in this nation, and so they just don't understand it. It's kind of like when sailors would land on an island that would have wild pigs on it that had never seen humans. The pigs would just walk right up to them and they could kill them. Or, you know, the same thing goes for dodo birds. That's why they got extinct there in that particular island. Didn't have porcines on it, didn't have pigs, but it had dodos and things in Galapagos. And because they just walked right up to the sailors, and they were big fat birds with a lot of meat on them, the sailors killed all of them and ate them. Because they didn't know, and that's what Americans are. We don't know. We're just like, don't know that black ski masks and people taking blood on street corners and cameras and firing troops and illegal aliens above the law and giant prisons being built everywhere. They don't know what that means. They're like dodo birds walking right up to a sailor who's just gotten off a ship, who's starving to death. It's over. Your lunch on the table. It's just ridiculous. I've got all this other news. We've got some guests coming up. Then when I start the next hour before Ron Paul joins us, I'll get more into all the big stack of news on what's happening with the economy. I did want to briefly describe what my new film is all about. It's about showing people what the 9/11 truth movement is, A, and showing people how you can get in politicians and world leaders and celebrities' faces and take over media events and have your voice heard and short-circuit the controlled corporate prostitute media. It's about showing how the globalists cold-bloodedly knew that the dust, the deadly mercury and concrete and asbestos, was going to kill the police, military, firemen, and blocked getting them treatment. And the Mount Sinai documents and how over 1,000 have died so far, and now the 55,000 are very sick, and it's going to be thousands and thousands dying every month now. It's accelerating. It was like 500 a year ago. Now it's like 1,300 last time I looked. And then it's just the problem's exploding. But more importantly, it also gets into how there were bombs in the buildings. I mean, the film has information about the facts of 9/11 all throughout it. And it shows the police state, how they arrest bike riders in New York, how they beat them up, how the police run warrantless checkpoints all over, how you can't walk across the country without being harassed everywhere, how the police come up and threaten to set you up on video. I mean, this is a very important film, and it's meant to energize and grow not just the 9/11 truth movement, but to get people out of their shells and active, and it's to personalize who the 9/11 truth movement is and what we're doing to people, because we're under attack. We're being demonized everywhere. Every cable news channel from MSNBC to CNBC to CNN to Fox is saying the military should be used against 9/11 truthers. We should be shot. We should be killed. We should be taken to secret camps and tortured. We should be tasered. We should be beaten to pulp. They lie and say we're carrying out bombings. They say we're working with Al-Qaeda. This is all in the film. The media is saying that. Showing they're scared. Showing the establishment's worry. Congressional hearings saying that we've got to be stopped. Because, you see, the establishment knows they carried out the attacks, knows that black op elements carried out 9/11. And people keep saying 9/11 was almost 7 years ago. Why does it matter? It's the foundation of the whole police state takeover, the foundation of the wars that are bankrupting us, destroying our name, the foundation of the new war we're about to see. It's the big lie. It's the master key that opened the gates of liberty and let tyranny in. If that myth, that fraud, that lie can be brought down, then they morally lose all their credibility and the enemy has been fully discredited. And we've already done that to a great extent, but we've got to continue. We're having massive success. And a lot of people sacrifice to do this, and to all of you, the 9/11 Truth, I salute you. Truth Rising is your film. Use it to take this country and this world back.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Here I am at a gathering of friends, minding my own business, when one of our buddies, Bob, walks up to me, very concerned, and he says, "Wow, have you seen the gasoline prices lately?" And I said, "Oh, of course. Woo, they're high." He says, "Yeah." He says, "What am I going to do? I've got a truck. There's no way that anybody's going to buy my truck in this market. I really need the truck for my job. It uses more gas than I can afford. I've got to find a way to come up with some extra money. I got a wife with four kids at home. I don't know what to do." I said, "Bob, relax. I know what to do. Call eFoodsDirect.com or go up on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. They will deliver food, really good, high-quality, nutritional, delicious food to your door now, right there in front of your house, for about half the price that you were paying for groceries last year. You can take the savings from that, offset the cost of your fuel, and use it to buy more inexpensive food to hedge against tomorrow's increasing food prices. Why don't you do that, Bob?" He said, "eFoodsDirect.com." I said, "Yep, call them at 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Do it now.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You said one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. It leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it.
Here's some of the news. Oil hits $146 a barrel. Worried oil chiefs fail to find consensus.
Did I disappoint?
AFP, if you go read what the world oil chiefs and OPEC actually say, they're worried about the dollar implosion crisis. That's what they say in all their press releases, but you're not allowed to know that here in the United States because this is the land of deception and fraud. L.A., Miami home foreclosure rates more than double. New foreclosures almost quadrupled in Los Angeles and double in Miami in the second quarter, as much as $5 billion worth of loans going bad in L.A. alone, an online real estate data company. The number of homes scheduled for auction in Los Angeles rose 14,505 compared to just 3,797 the same period of a year earlier. Property shrank Shark said in a report distributed by email in Miami-Dade County, the number climbed to 2,677 from 1,282. The foreclosure chart for Los Angeles is unfortunately starting to look like a ski jump. A member of Property Shark's foreclosure products team said in a statement. Continuing here, this is out of the Los Angeles Times. It goes on to report that there are entire neighborhoods that are completely empty as people now, as the tent cities are expanding from Michigan to California to Florida to New York State. And meanwhile, Secretary of the Treasury Paulson says everything's great. The economy is going to start booming now. Meanwhile, Starbucks to close 600 stores, hundreds of major chains either closing branches or completely shutting down. Manufacturing leaving, open discussions of General Motors imploding. Meanwhile, all over the country, the police are announcing under federalization they're going to be taking blood without warrants at checkpoints. UK report predicts brain implants and mass revolution. American Free Press did that report. The debate is over. Waterboarding is torture. Article by Paul Watson. China-inspired interrogations at Gitmo. They use communist Chinese torture manuals to carry out the torture. Meanwhile, there's disgusting Fox News reports about how wonderful it is to live at Gitmo, where you live outdoors in cages 24 hours a day being bitten by mosquitoes, and then they chain you down and wheel you to the bathroom. That's what's at the camp, but they got Fox News reports claiming that it is some type of health club. I'm not joking. By the way, Fox News just got caught yesterday taking two New York Times writers and putting bags under their eyes, stretching their faces, doubling the size of their noses, and putting it in a newscast like it was real. I mean, that's how dumb they think their viewers are, folks. That's an insult to you. That's the type of deception that's going on by the mainstream media. Okay, let's stop right there. We do have our guest joining us from Geneva, Switzerland. Codex Alimentarius is now taking place. And we are joined by Major General Albert Stubblebine, former head of Army Intelligence, former head of Special Forces, former head of just all sorts of really amazing programs, and his wife, Dr. Rima Labo. So we're really excited about that. They are there. Last time they went to Codex, they were escorted out, even though they had passes at gunpoint. And that was in Rome. They are there right now. We're very honored to have them reporting for us. Again, we have, who should I go to first? I know there's Major General Stubblebine and Dr. Labo. Again, welcome both of you.
Well, thank you so much. I'm probably more the introvert, the extrovert, so I'll start because I can't resist. But General Stubblebine is here too. This time we were not met by armed guards the way we were in Rome, because we didn't pre-register, so they didn't have the guards standing there. We've learned that much. This time we were forced to attend the Codex meeting from a totally empty balcony, which, by the way, didn't have much air conditioning, and it is summer here in Europe, too, just like the United States, where there were no desks to work on. There were no plugs readily available for plugging electrical supplies for the computers
in. So they put you in the doghouse.
They put us in the peanut gallery, as a matter of fact. The doghouse would have been an improvement, but nonetheless, there we were, and we had a chance to observe what one person recently called a kangaroo court for food. Food is being weaponized by the multinational depopulationists, and Codex is a prime tool of that weaponization. So they've wrapped themselves in a cloak of legitimacy, as if everything they do makes sense and has some sort of international authorization.
Sanction,
and authority,
yeah.
Just exactly the way the police state is being cloaked in legitimacy with bogus bills and memoranda and executive orders, which are totally illegitimate, but the pretense is that they're legitimate actions. And
before Congress, John Yoo and Addington, the two White House lawyers, would not say that the president couldn't order the torture of children or burial alive just last week. Just amazing.
Yes, and it's the same level of lack of decency, lack of principle that's leading to the food adulteration as if it made some sort of sense. But I'm happy to tell you, as corrupt and as crumblingly evil as Codex is, and I do believe that it's evil at its root, although the mid-level bureaucrats who attend it and carry out its standards and guidelines in their home countries haven't got a clue.
Yeah, they've got the false paradigm download. You know, they're given that false mission statement, and they're told they're doing these things for a different reason. And then if they actually read the core originating documents, it says the UN said at the big world population summit in the late 90s in China, the head of the UN food program said, "We are using food as a weapon, and we are weaponizing it." We're talking to medical doctor Rima Labo and, of course, her husband, Major General Albert Stubblebine. For those that don't know, I mean, you're so close to this problem, one of the world-leading experts on Codex, and so is General Stubblebine. In a nutshell, tell us what the overarching tentacles of Codex is doing, what it's up to, and basically why you're there trying to stop it. Break it down for people and then get into that weaponization of food. And then I want to get General Stubblebine's take on what you're witnessing.
Sure. Let me go backwards. Why we're here is because General Stubblebine and I closed our private medical practice in 2004 because we saw this great evil stalking the earth, weaponizing food and poisoning the world's food supply, quite literally, to allow the pharmaceutical and death industry, the illness care industry, which goes by the name of the healthcare industry, but of course it's no such thing. We saw it gathering in the abundance that people produce when they're sick inside the illness care industry, but using food as a principal tool to make them sick, keep them that way, and then of course have them die. And we said we can't be silent and watch this and just protect ourselves, fill a freezer full of supplements and grow our own organic food, because that would make us perpetrators by our very silence. So we closed our practice, and that, by the way, is an ethical position that I hold very dear. If you know that evil is being perpetrated and you do nothing, you become a perpetrator. So we closed our practice and we created the Natural Solutions Foundation, which is an independent 501c3 not-for-profit organization which has no government or corporate or other major interest sponsorship. And its website is www.healthfreedomusa.org, healthfreedomusa.org. And we said we have to study this health freedom issue carefully, and we have to attack the things that are attacking our health freedom wherever we find them. And the first place that we found them was Codex. We realized, and I had been studying Codex for about a decade before that, we realized that Codex had a solution and that that solution was a legal one. So we asked a couple of very, very fine lawyers, one of whom is our trustee for the foundation, Ralph Fusatola, and another of whom is a long-term freedom advocate, Jim Turner in Washington, D.C. We asked them if they wouldn't study Codex and the World Trade Organization and its agreements and other relevant laws and documents and come up with a solution, and they did that pro bono, thousands of hours pro bono.
Exactly. I want to be clear, Dr. Labo and General Stubblebine, I want to give you guys credit because I've been studying Codex for more than a decade and having a lot of experts on, and just in the last few years, you guys have effectively exposed them like no one else and effectively showed people alternatives and have been effectively really damaging their credibility, and so we all owe you a debt of gratitude. And so,
well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
We've been trying, and they certainly know it. I mean, we are not their favorite people.
That's the understatement of the year.
When we get attacked by Codex, publicly and dramatically, I always take it with a note of appreciation and say thank you, because they confirm that we're on target and that our strategies are tremendously effective.
General,
what's
that old saying about you're over the target, you're going to be getting the flak? I mean, that's how you know when you're over the target.
It's exactly right. But I must say the armed guards were quite startling. We realized that countries do not have to adopt the Codex standards. Now let me back up and explain what Codex is. Very briefly, Codex is a UN commission that is run by its parent bodies at the request of the UN. Those parent bodies are the World Health Organization, and despite its lovely name, the World Health Organization is one of those international organizations which has declared that the only way to make the world sustainable is to kill 80 to 90% of its population.
And that's official and United Nations biological diversity assessments, policy at all the major university biology divisions. I've made a film called Endgame on it. I want everybody listening, when you understand, the doctor is not joking. Go ahead.
No, I'm not joking. Today, somebody said to me, I was doing another radio interview today, and somebody said to me, well, but don't you think that people will just think that you're involved in a conspiracy theory? And I said, not if they study the facts. It's very simple. We know it, you know it, I know it, and those of us who are alert know it. It's very important that we know it, because the more of us that know these facts, the more of us that have read the Millennium 2000 document, the more of us that understand that Kissinger's Memorandum 200, in which he said that the first priority of American foreign policy must be depopulation, starting with the third world. I mean, these people are so blatant. They think that we are so uninformed and so powerless that they tell us exactly what they have in mind, and then they go ahead and do exactly what they said they were going to do.
Well, I think that's
exactly
the hiding in plain. I think that's the hiding in plain sight. To get their own minions on board, they have to say this is legal and good and open, and then hope the public doesn't notice. That's kind of why they come out and say torture's okay and can be done, so that their own officers will go, well, they're talking about it on TV, it must be okay.
It must be okay. Exactly. But I'm always stunned by the fact that folks like this make it clear what they're intending. Khomeini said for 20 years when he was in exile in Paris, here's what I'm going to do. And then he did it. And as I always like to point out to General Stubblebine, the United States intelligence system
Hitler
missed it totally. However, that's not the point. The point is that Khomeini said, I'm going to take over Iran, and here's how I'm going
to
do it.
Well, Hitler said what he was going to do, didn't he, General Stubblebine?
Exactly. Did you hear that? I don't think he heard
that. Well, we're going to bring him in after the break. I just want to give you both equal time. I mean, I know he wants you to so continue. It's this takeover. They use IMF.
Codex was founded, and this story is on our website, healthfreedomusa.org, as a video, and that's the Nutricide video, which you can click on and watch. Codex was founded when the former head of IG Farben, sitting in jail for crimes against humanity after the Nuremberg War Tribunal, said, hey, we didn't have to use all those personnel and worry about the Cyclone B production and so on. We could have just controlled the world through food. So he got out of jail, went back to work, became the head of Bayer Pharmaceutical, pharmaceuticals again, and called a bunch of his former underlings who were also pharmaceutical executives and had been in jail with him together and said, let's suggest to the UN that it take over the world trade of food. The UN was only too happy to do that.
Now, doctor, a medical doctor, for everybody listening, what she's saying is historical fact. They document it all on their website. I've independently researched it. What they're saying is accurate. People will say, well, Bayer's not doing that now. In every case, with factor VIII, for more than a decade, millions of people got HIV and hepatitis. They knew every ampule of the factor VIII blood drug, had it in there, and their own documents came out. I had the lawyer that won the suit against them, Pap Antonio, was on MSNBC as well, and they got their own documents where they knowingly said this will kill everyone that takes it, ship it out. But it wasn't just that they didn't care. They thought it was good, just like Hitler killed the hemophiliacs. Go ahead.
Not be aware in the United States that the birthday of Fritz Termeer, the head of Bayer Pharmaceutical and the architect of Codex. The birthday of Fritz Termeer, the convicted war criminal, the man who sold people for pharmaceutical experiments during World War II and enslaved slave labor inmates, and arranged for the killing program of children before World War II. Fritz Termeer is a man whose birthday is celebrated as a holiday in Germany. Think about that. Anyway, he said, being a creative sort of fellow, why don't we have the UN take over the world trade of food? Now, I keep pointing out to people that when the pharmaceutical industry becomes interested in food, we have a big problem, because if healthy people who are eating healthy food don't become patients, the pharmaceutical industry suffers financially. They don't like that.
Okay, so you're there, doctor. We've got a break. I want to move quick through what they're trying to ram through right now in the agenda and how we shoot them down. You really sum that up, who they are, what their agenda is. GMO food, pharmacological food, quote, forcing vaccines, brain-altering live virus vaccines into the food to, quote, make us well mentally. I'm not kidding.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from AnotherUntoldStory.com.
There is an untold story behind the bombing of Pearl Harbor. The story told and told for years is that it was a surprise attack. But there are facts in that story that have gone untold that, when told, makes one think coincidence or conspiracy. Such as all those defending fighter airplanes parked out in the open in the middle of the field so one or two bombs could take them all out. Such as, but a few days before, the anti-aircraft artillery ammunition was put away and locked up. Was it a coincidence or perfect timing that the government did something that assured the Marine and Army bases would be pretty well empty of men the day of the attack? And the day before the attack, the Pacific fleet of ships brought into the harbor and tied up like sitting ducks? And how did the Japanese not only know they would be there, but the name of the ships that would be there and where when they were still coming in, being tied in Saturday evening prior to the early Sunday morning attack? Hear one of the Marines that was there tell all this and more. He was one of the Marines with a rifle that shot down a Japanese Zero that day. Guess what they found on the Japanese pilot that changes the story facts from coincidence to conspiracy, treachery, and treason? Hear him at AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Way up north, way up north, north to Alaska.
Well, we're going north to Geneva, Switzerland, where private banking interests have their United Nations with the military enforcement of NATO, the UN, and the United States. And they are taking over world food production, world food standards controls. They're the people that get worldwide certification of basting all the meat in live viruses grown in huge vats with other viruses that have been connected to all sorts of cancers and problems. And for 4 years, we are eating that here in the United States. They soak our meat in live viruses. If you think I'm joking, folks, just Google it. It's mainstream news. They'll tell you how great it is. This is what Dr. is talking about. This is what the general is talking about, Dr. Rima Labo and Major General Albert Stubblebine. She is an MD, and they'll be with us for another 30 minutes up until Ron Paul. And she was just telling me during the break that it was their plan that they put together that Ron Paul has adopted as his Health Freedom Initiative. Tell us briefly about that, because I want to hear about the positive things you and others are doing. I mean, I knew that behind the scenes, and of course, you told me about that. We may be letting a secret out of the bag, but the point is, you guys are really effective.
Thank you. Ron Paul was speaking truth to power and to the people, and we think that that is incredibly important. Now, as a 501c3, we can't endorse a candidate, but we can educate. And one of the things that we've been doing is supporting all of his health freedom bills, like 2117 and others. So we ask people to sign up for our health freedom alerts and become mouse warriors. The voice of the people is strikingly significant. That's what we're putting into practice. That's what the people who forced New York State back off compulsory vaccines are proving.
And we're forcing the hormones out of the milk.
Exactly.
That's what's frustrating to me, Doctor, and I want General Stubblebine to pop in now, and then we'll get more into solutions if we've got more time with you, is that when the people take action, we have power. The frustrating thing is they don't think they have power and won't get moving. I mean, can you rally the troops, General, and explain to them the power of the individual taking action with info?
Well, I think so. The answer to that is absolutely. One of, our purpose of the foundation is literally to protect all of our freedoms. That includes our health freedom. And, of course, in Codex, it's about degrading our food quality, degrading the food. Degraded food means a degraded health. Degraded health means that you got to have vitamins and minerals, but the Codex has degraded the vitamins and minerals. The result of that, you cannot protect your health, and so you take drugs, and then you die. We don't think that that's the right way to go, and that's one of the reasons, only one, but that's one of the reasons why we've been so vigorous and so challenging in our meetings with Codex. We do not believe that they have a right of degrading the food so that you cannot be healthy. I think that's terrible.
Tell them about the pig meat.
Oh, there was a meeting in the United States recently regarding veterinary drugs and usage, and one of the countries that wanted to come very badly was China.
This is a Codex meeting.
Yeah, this is a Codex meeting in the United States, chaired by the United States, and the United States would not allow China to have visas, so they couldn't come to the meeting. Well, what China said just yesterday was that we tried to get to the meeting, we couldn't get our visas, and but we do not believe that you should authorize the beta agonists into the pig meat. China is the largest creator, the largest producer of pigs. And
stay there. We got to come back in 60 seconds. We're going to come back on the other side and tell us what they're wanting to put in the pig meat and what our government's trying to keep secret.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.